This is Thought for Today. Cooperate with good. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Cooperate with good. We have gone through many areas of life, and we have wondered why some problems take place in our life. We have wondered why certain circumstances in our life have been overwhelming and have sort of destroyed us. And we wondered why that would be. Well, now, the simple answer is, if we cooperate with good, we will have no problems. Have no problems. I mean, a world without problems, a human existence without problems? Well, we redefine the word. We'll have opportunities, we'll have challenges, we'll have testings, we think, but they're really not testings, they're merely showing that we are fortified. We are being fortified by the tests, by the problems, by the circumstances that come up in our life. Now, do we cooperate with good under all circumstances? When someone does us unkindly, do we respond unkindly to them? When someone acts toward us in some very unfair manner, do we retaliate? When someone in the world is expressing unhappiness, do we feel sorry for them? Or when someone is expressing happiness, do we feel joy for them? Now you see, it's an equally positive experience. If you feel joy for someone, or if you feel sorry for them, then their experience possesses you. However, when you cooperate with good, when I cooperate with good, I look at every experience and I find the good in it. I look at every experience and I find that which is worthwhile and a blessing. Children in school, as we've often said, are tested for their daily work, for their midterm work, for their final exam work. And the tests are terrible things. Why are they tested? They're tested for only one reason, to see whether they can stand up and cooperate with good. And what does good mean? Good means that whatever that test asks of us, we are able to be the master of it. It's a piece of cake, as we say. Whatever the test requires of us, we are able to stand up for it. When you have a pain in your body or an illness, do you say, oh, I have a pain in my body, an illness? Or do you say, I'm whole and perfect, I'm whole and perfect, I'm whole and perfect? Do you cooperate with good? Well, now, what is it that you think is good? Do you think the pain is good? Well, sometimes the pain lets you know of some other things that are going wrong. And the doctors like to say that this is an indication to them of other things that need to be taken care of. Something that is painful here reflects something that is a problem there. Like an acupuncture. They give you acupuncture needles in the strangest places for the for the most important reasons, but it's in the strangest places. And you say, well, how can that do me any good if I have a needle in my toe and it affects my headache, you know? And how can I have a needle on my fingertip that affects my hearing? Now, you say, well, that's a lot of silliness. Acupuncture is never a proven science. It's not a proven medicine. That's true. It's only been used for 6,000 or 8,000 years in China effectively for the people, because that's all they had. They didn't have pills. They didn't have doctors who came around with their experience in hospitals and their experience in various areas. These were the country people who came around and did with their acupuncture needles. Oh, it is true. 99% of it is mental. But the little bit of physical thing of writing the meridians of the body and writing the programs within our being, it's a little bit there. But really, I'm not joking when I say that 99% of everything that takes place within us, even 100%, is mental. It's our thought about ourselves. When we can keep our house, our mental house, constantly, totally clean and perfect, then what happens to us? When we keep our mental house totally clean, then our body is totally clean, because our body outpictures what our mental house is. And if we can cooperate with good in our mental house, then our body will reflect outwardly what is going on in our mental house. Cooperating with good doesn't just mean bending over and saying, I'm not going to do anything, bending over and saying, it's not my responsibility. Cooperating with good means that you lean forward into good. You call it forth into your experience whenever something that appears like it might not be too good for you is taking place. You immediately put a new cause in motion. You immediately put a new program in motion. Immediately. You don't wait and waste any time. You just immediately do that. And immediately doing that, what are you doing? Immediately doing that, you are putting good in motion. You are cooperating with good. You are bringing forth that in you, which is your reality. And that's kind of wonderful, isn't it? If we could all just learn to keep it positive. Keep it positive at all times. Think good thoughts. Think harmonious thoughts. Oh, we teach our children that. We teach them to think good thoughts. But we ourselves don't do it. We ourselves look at the world and we judge it. In the newspaper is the minority action of the world. And it's not even the minority. It's the super, super, super minority. It's the 1% out of the total population that is experiencing these negative things that the newspapers write about. Now, even when the newspapers write about someone doing a good thing, saving someone from a fire, helping poor people, going around doing, those are not even desirable things for us to look at. Because then we are saying, oh, isn't that wonderful? That's good. That should be so common in us that whatever is good we live and do, that we're not surprised by it. In our work in spiritual treatment and spiritual healing, people oftentimes come to us and say, I have a problem. And we say, what solution is it that is important to you? And they name the solution. And so we say, it is done. And then they leave and they say, wow, the problem's gone. The solution's there. How wonderful. And they're so surprised. Why did they come to us in the first place? To be surprised? Or to put the cause in motion for their highest and their best? You see, we are so surprised. Are you surprised when you put the key in your car and it starts? You're surprised when it doesn't. Are you surprised when you give a kiss to someone and they say, yeah, I like it, you know? Or are you surprised when they slap you in the face because you shouldn't kiss them, you know? With things that we're surprised about are the very things that we're expecting. The very things that we're expecting, because we are doing it with an ulterior motive. And when we do it with a motive of peace and love and joy and harmony and goodness, then everything works out. When we cooperate with good, when we are, with our middle name, so to speak, good, you just call yourself and put in your middle name, good. And, of course, leave off on those O's and God. So cooperate with God. Cooperate with good. Cooperate with everything that's beautiful, everything that's fantastic, everything that's glorious, everything that's wonderful. And when you do, then what can happen to you? What takes place in your life? Only good. I only have eyes for you. I only have eyes for good. And these songs, they're rather nice. But what are they saying? They're saying that whatever we concentrate on, that is what we experience. And think of these lovely songs that we have learned in the past, and the songs that are being sung of how one-pointedly people accomplish great good. Yes. Think of them for yourself. And put these causes in motion for yourself. And begin to experience them now for yourself. Because you are the most super being in the world. And when you cooperate with good, then you are the most good super being in the world. That's kind of nice, isn't it? Well, now you have a wonderful day. Think wonderful thoughts and cooperate with good. And know that I love you. I love you. I love you.